This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut.
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad.
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Friday, January 2nd here at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, a cold Foxborough. No Andy Hart again because he has other radio commitments that are more important than the ones that he has, for the actual job that pays him here in with the Patriots. But I will get you through here the next couple of minutes here. We'll talk about the Patriots bye week and as they prepare for the divisional playoff round next Saturday. 4:25 start here at Gillette Stadium. Patriots obviously still do not know the identity of their opponent. It will be one of three teams, however. Baltimore, if they were to beat Pittsburgh on Saturday night, it would be Baltimore. Otherwise, the winner of the Indianapolis-Cincinnati game will come here to Foxborough to play the Patriots in the divisional round. The Patriots did practice a little bit last week, this past week, before the New Year's Day on Tuesday. And they even had a little bit of a scrimmage inside the bowl here at Gillette Stadium on the game field on Wednesday on New Year's Eve. Very little to report from that other than the fact that Brandon LaFell, who was looked like he injured a foot late in the game against Buffalo, was not on the practice field for those 2 days. There were some conflicting reports of whether or not he had a walking boot on after that game. It would appear that he actually did have it on. But that doesn't necessarily mean that this is an overly serious injury. He came back in the game. He has said that he was fine. My guess is a little bit more of a precaution that LaFell was not out on the practice field. In addition to the wide receiver, it was Alan Branch not at practice on Wednesday. However, he was sick, as he reported to the media on Thursday when they were talking about Bill Belichick's decision to take the team to the movies on Wednesday in lieu of the team meetings. They went over to Patriot Place. They saw American Sniper, which is a similar tact that Belichick has used in the past. Last year, I believe he took them to see Lone Survivor. He has shown some movies in the past here inside the stadium. The last couple of years now, they've gone actually to the movies to see a private screening. It was American Sniper this week, and the players enjoyed that. And Branch did not go with the team to see the movie, and he told everybody that he was sick, and that's why he did not go. So that pretty much does attendance for the bye week in terms of practice. We obviously don't get injury reports because there was no game this week, so no worrying about who's questionable, who's probable, and all that stuff. So a couple of minor details to report before we wrap this up. The Patriots did make a transaction earlier in the week on December 28th. Monday, signing linebacker Eric Martin to the practice squad. Martin actually played this season for Cleveland. He played 13 games for the Browns before getting released on December 26th. And he is a rookie free agent who made the Browns. He was a rookie free agent with New Orleans out of Nebraska last year. And he's 6'2", 250 pounds. The Saints released him before the regular season, the 2013 season, and he was claimed off waivers by Cleveland. And he's played 29 games for the Browns with one start, 14 total tackles, and now he is a member of the Patriots practice squad. I also wanted to run down, according to some reports, ESPN.com, Field Yates, our old friend who used to be here all the time, covering the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com, and now with the mothership at the big network. He reports that the Patriots agreed to terms with three futures contracts, running back Deion Lewis, also Rufus Johnson, and Antonio Johnson, a defensive tackle. Antonio Johnson is the oldest of the group. He's a 30-year-old defensive tackle. He was taken in the fifth round back in 2007 by Tennessee, and he's been sort of a journeyman. He's been bouncing around a little bit, but he does have some playing experience. And Rufus Johnson, 6'5", 272, out of Tarleton State. So not exactly a household name there. Deion Lewis is a little bit of a scat back, 5'8", 195. Spent some time with the Browns and the Colts. He was a fifth-round pick of Philadelphia. Played there as well. Has 171 career rushing yards, according to Field Yates. So not a whole lot of productivity during his time in the league. He was a fifth-round pick back in 2011 out of Pitt. But those three guys were signed to futures contracts. Basically what that means is they were available on the street. The Patriots could come to terms with them, but they are not eligible to play this season. They will be under a contract until whenever the Patriots want to cut ties with them, but they will probably start at least the off-season program. We'll see where that goes. Just as a point of comparison, and Yates points this out in the story that he wrote about this, is last year the Patriots signed Jonas Gray to a futures contract in January. Well, Jonas Gray wound up being the Patriots' leading rusher this season with a little over 400 yards. So not necessarily to be completely dismissed, these guys that Belichick brings in at this time of year. Yes, they won't do anything for them in the 2014 playoffs, but potentially down the line there's some depth there that the Patriots have acquired. And before I let you guys go, just in case anybody missed this, a little bit more of some bookkeeping here. With the end of the regular season, everybody is slotted into their final positions. With Pittsburgh beating Cincinnati, that means the Patriots will host Pittsburgh next year as the first-place team in the AFC North was coming to New England. And that would be Pittsburgh by virtue of their defeating the Bengals in the last night game of the season. So real quickly, the home opponents, Miami, Buffalo, the Jets, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Washington, and Philadelphia. On the road, obviously Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets, the Giants, Dallas, Indy, Houston, and Denver. So 2015 shaping up to be possibly a challenging road schedule there with Denver, Indy, you know, Dallas could be a good team, and you know, the Giants are never a cakewalk at MetLife Stadium. So just something to keep in mind as we head toward the postseason here with more important things on tap. And as I mentioned, still waiting to find out who the Patriots will play in that divisional round. We know the game will be next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, right here at Gillette Stadium with the 4:30 kickoff, 4:25 or so kickoff. Again, Baltimore, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, those are your three options. If Baltimore wins, Baltimore is the team. Otherwise, it's the winner of the Colts and the Bengals. And no Andy Hart, so no long, drawn-out peace out, you know, and all that other stuff that he likes to do. That's going to put a wrap on our New Year's edition of the Patriots Roster Report. We'll be back next week. We'll talk about the injury report and break down the divisional playoff all week on PFW in Progress. We'll see you then.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.